This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. American planes launched airstrikes on the Iraqi city of Fallujah again yesterday, and Iraqi and American forces fought insurgents outside the city.
Hundreds of thousands of residents of Fallujah still have not returned after the American-led assault on insurgents began last month. But they may be able to return in a few weeks. Aid workers have begun surveying parts of the city that have been brought under American control. Dr. Saeed Haki, chairman of the Iraqi Red Crescent, traveled to Fallujah on Saturday, and he brought along a team of aid workers in four ambulances.
We loaded the ambulances with water, medical supplies, as well as some bread and some basic stuff. And we went to the first checkpoint and then the second checkpoint. And then, actually, this was one of the smoothest one we had ever done before. So we arrived nicely, and the security situation was a little bit fragile.
Now, before all this fighting, if you drove into Fallujah on the main road there, it just looked like it's called Highway 10. It could be U.S. Highway 10. It looks like a standard American busy road going into an urban area. That's what it looked like before. What did it look like now as you drove into the city?
There's no traffic. Traffic is completely blocked. You see Humvees and Americans are there. Iraqi forces also, you see them here and there.
What was your goal in going into the city this past weekend?
We make sure that if there is even 50 people, not 500, they should not be suffering. A lot of people who are attached, they're down to earth and attached to their home, and they don't want to leave no matter what. We're after those people. No matter how many there are, even if there are 10, even if there's one, we'll go for them.
Did you find a number of such people?
No, that day when we went there, there was some activities and there was a curfew, so we didn't see any. People usually tend to shy when there's some activities.
When you say there was some activity in another part of the city, what did you see or hear?
Well, we just heard some gunfire, you know, 50 millimeter. They said, you better get inside one of the buildings so you don't get a stray bullet or something. So this is what we did.
What is your judgment of the overall treatment of civilians throughout this operation in Fallujah?
So far, so help me God, I have seen nothing abrasive, abusive by the multinational forces. On the contrary, they were giving them their ration of food. They were trying to help, and they're very cordial. Now we're working on returning the people back. There's a lot of preparation inside Fallujah for bringing back the people within the next week or two at the most and try and start the healing process.
Do you think that healing process will go well?
Well, I'm optimistic. It's not going to be quick. Healing, as an MD, healing takes a lot longer than inflicting the wound, as you know. So this is the fact of life, my friend.
We've been talking to Saeed Haki. He is chairman of the Iraqi Red Crescent, and he's just back from a weekend visit to the city of Fallujah. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.